Welcome to the Inspired Intentions Podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal.
No more pain. No more pain.
No more pain. No more pain. No more pain.
Welcome. It is Jeff and Rachel back with you. And hopefully you can tell by our mix-up on the intro that we are back with you for our third installment of our How to Fix Your Pain series.
So great.
Thanks for being here, Rachel.
It's so great to be here.
It's great. And I'm so hopeful that from our first two installments where we covered plantar fasciitis and then lower back pain, that some of our listeners out there have started to implement these practices and they're starting to see their pain reduce. Today, what we're going to talk about is none other than knee pain.
Yeah.
Have you ever had knee pain, Rachel?
I haven't, but a lot of people have. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah. This one is up there with lower back pain. We shared the statistics of like how like 8% of the population gets impacted by lower back pain. I would say once again, out of 30 guests on campus at Skyterra, at least 3 to 4, wow, upwards of 5 guests,
wow,
will complain about their knee pain that they've been experiencing for quite some time.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, again, is something that can stick around and just really, I mean, every time that you're moving, you're feeling it. So,
and with knee pain, I personally experienced some knee pain when I was doing a lot of running, like a lot of excessive running without strength training. And we'll speak to that. But it was one of those things that literally I would move my body and I'd experience it instantly. And then when I would sit for long periods of time, like I remember at the tail end of my first years as a fitness professional, I would always fly back to Massachusetts to visit my family. And I remember I'd like have the pain. I'd be on the airplane. And then once I got off the airplane, it would just be like excruciating. Like I would just feel it. And it wasn't super fun.
No, it doesn't sound fun.
No. Not at all.
And if it's pain that comes when you're moving and when you're not moving too, that's really hard because you can't get relief from it.
100%. And I think a lot of our guests, one of the biggest things that I hear when I'm doing a mobility screen with folks on Mondays or talking to them about their screening information, they might have like arthritis or they might even have had a knee replacement already and still have pain. And so this is one of those common things where like, a lot of people have different reasons why they might be having the pain.
Different causes.
Different causes, yeah. Where I think lower back pain a little bit easier to identify, like triage.
Yep.
Where knee pain can be a lot of factors.
Yes, yes. And just a reminder, just in case anybody is mistaking us for medical professionals, we are not doctors.
No, no. We are trying to help you fix yourself with practical, simple strategies that you can do right away.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So do you want, let's talk first, just like we have in our plantar fasciitis and our lower back pain episodes, what is knee pain and what does it usually present as?
So it can present in a lot of different symptoms. Sometimes the signs and symptoms can be swelling, stiffness, very similar to the story that I shared after sitting specifically, redness, warm to the touch, weakness, instability. Even like popping or crunching noises. I know that's rather aggressive, but I bet some of our listeners have experienced that.
The Rice Krispies.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, we don't usually want Rice Krispies on our knees.
No.
So we want to figure that piece out. I mean, Rice Krispies are delicious, but when you hear them from your knees, not so delicious.
No.
One other thing that I see a lot is the inability for someone to actually fully straighten their knee.
Oh.
With a knee replacement, this is definitely kind of like inevitable, like the range of motion does decrease. But in general, like it's that first sign of like, whoa, this knee pain needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah. What we're looking at is a couple of different things. Patellar tendonitis.
Yeah. With like we mentioned, knees can, the culprits can be so many different things.
Yeah.
So what is it? Like what is the pain can be a bunch of different variables. And that's why like going to a doctor, making sure it's not like an ACL or a ligament, something like that is very important.
Yep.
Like we're speaking to like the nagging pain that doesn't go away. Like you can still move, but it's there. So patellar tendonitis, that's one of the most common. That was what I was personally suffering from. And it's kind of like the thick fibrous tissues that attach to muscles and bones. So it's more inflammation again. So it's one or more of those tendons within that knee structure that has like irritation. It has the inflammation that's been kind of chronic. And it can happen when there's either an injury to that patellar tendon, which is the tendon that runs underneath the kneecap, so that patella, and to the shin bone. Oh. So see how that, like, it's very, like, you know, it's a long kind of position there. Yes. When you think about it.
Yes, and it involves a lot of different parts of your body, so it's pretty complicated.
100%. And the second one that I see, like, to just stay super quick, super simple, which this is the more common one, I think, in our guests upstairs. Yes, everyone. Podcast room's downstairs. That's Skytera.
Yes. Pretty cool. Dungeon.
Yeah, in the dungeon. but the common one that I hear from guests is osteoarthritis. So this can sometimes be called degenerative arthritis. Mm. And this can happen in other parts of the body as well, but I think it's super common in knees. Osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis, and it's basically a wear and tear type condition. Because when you think about knees, they don't start aching. You don't start having pain until you get a little bit older. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you get a little bit older, that's when we'll usually experience this. But it's like the cartilage in your knee has deteriorated with use or with, like, lack of strengthening, lack of, like, not paying attention to it. And then just aging in general, yes, our body it will have natural strength decreases.
Sure. So we know what it is. Mm-hmm. What typically causes knee pain? And I'm sure, again, we're going to see a theme here.
So 100 million Americans have chronic knee pain. It's the second most common cause of chronic pain in general. And what causes it in the first place is the movement issues. So it's the knee position in front of your toes when you're, say, squatting or sitting and standing into a chair. Or it can also be not enough movement, so not enough knee extension within your life, which is just that bending and closing of your lower leg. And then the third thing I'd say from a movement issue perspective that causes it is once again, being too far in front of your hips with a bent knee. So we spoke about a straight leg causing lower back pain. A bent knee with a foot out in front when you're walking and doing a ton of it, maybe a little bit too much, is usually what's going to cause more stress on that knee.
Right. And then we'll talk about how to fix that. But basically, making sure that your ankle is always stacked underneath your knee when you're going into a seated position.
Yes, 100%. One of the big things that our fitness director, Mitchell, will cover in our Move Well class, this is a class we do every single Monday, is how to squat properly. I think folks are amazed. I mean, our general manager, Teresa, what's so funny about how she just remembers me to this day is the changes we made with the positioning of her knees. And I think that's what Mitchell does a great job of upstairs, is just a wider stance when you are sitting and standing, knees behind the toes. Like, pretty cool that we're teaching people that right off the bat when they come to Skytera.
Yes. And we're not just talking about back squats or front squats. We're talking about sitting and standing from a seated position.
Yeah, it all adds up.
Sure does. Okay, so we've talked about what causes it in terms of movement. There are always mobility issues or lack thereof. And then what part of the body would be affecting those knees?
So staying with our rule of thumb, all episode long, no secrets here, above and below those knees.
Yep.
So the mobility issues are tight quads, tight hips. The range of motion issues that we see on our intake screening is lack of flexion in the hips. That means the knee's ability to come up above your waistline. And then lack of extension in the hips. This is your ability to bring your heel to your booty.
Biscuits
is always good. One other mobility issues is tight calves.
Sure.
Once again, I think that one's even more common. But tight calves and quads, those are the mobility issues that we see most impacting the knees.
Okay. And then a lack of self-maintenance, which leads us into how we actually fix.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's dive right into the fix. This is the moving to the edge of your seat. Once again, listeners,
we know you've been waiting.
I know. So definitely going back to that therapy ball, using the therapy ball in a couple of new ways for this one. I love, if you don't have difficulty getting on the ground, this is the one I have for you. Like, I think it's important with your mobility fixes, like how to fix something, is make it easy for you to do it. Don't choose things. Like, I find that asking someone to roll their quads out takes a lot of upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it's practical for every client. And so one thing I like with the therapy ball, if you feel comfortable getting on the ground, is using that therapy ball, You can see me in the booth here. I'm actually holding my leg above the executive producer's
head. Super high in the air. He's like a rocket.
Yeah, the executive producer's actually walking. Alan Broyhill, he's walking under the podcast table right now. And so I'm showing Rachel and you at home where to position this therapy ball. Outside of the knee, slightly above it. On the top of the quad, slightly above the knee. And then on the inside part. I suggest spending 1 to 2 minutes in each of these positions. And so basically you are triaging the tissue directly above where all those muscle groups, those tendons, they all come together. I find it's a game changer. Mm. And it's definitely one of those things that it's not super easy to do, but you will feel like, oh my gosh, the tightness, and this is part of the cause.
Yep. And just to reiterate, 1 to 2 minutes in each of those three positions, above your knee, on the outside, above, and on the inside.
Yeah. Now, with that, great recap, Rachel. Let's give them also like the easy way to do this.
Yeah.
Which is buy a stick or a tiger tail.
Yeah.
Have you used those products before?
Marshmallow stick.
Marshmallow stick. Yeah. So this is a free commercial and you can go on Amazon.
Yep.
If you feel comfortable supporting Amazon, we're not trying to push big business on you. But a tiger tail or the stick. For folks who have difficulty getting on the ground, like this is the best option. Seated position, hitting all of those same positions. You can even use a rolling pin that you might use to roll out cookies at home or whatnot, or hike bites. Hike bites.
There you go.
Yep. You can use that on your legs. I suggest putting it in the dishwasher first, though.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that would be for your quads. What about with your calves?
Rachel, are you tired of my jokes?
No.
No?
Never.
You're digging them. Okay, cool. So that was for the quads. You asked, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Calves.
Calves now. Okay, so we're down to the calves. Simple foam rolling of the calves, I like for that. So if you're cool being on the floor, on your booty, once again,
biscuits,
cross your leg over the top of the other leg as you foam roll, and then move that ankle a bunch of different directions, hit the lower calf, and then hit the upper.
Sure.
That's a great way to use that foam roller to address the calves. And second to that, a good technique that not a lot of people do is taking that therapy ball. Sorry to go back to the therapy, but for our folks who don't love to get on the ground, put the ball behind your knee. I'm once again holding my leg above our executive
producer. Super high in the air.
And what you're going to do is you're going to do what's called knee pump. So that therapy ball goes behind the knee and then you pump and squeeze.
Bending and straightening your leg.
Yeah, super cool.
Great.
Easy to do.
How about stretches?
Now, as far as stretches goes, let's keep these ones simple because I've gotten a little fancy and I'm tired of pulling my leg up during this episode. What I would do is make sure you're working on knee extension. So from a seated position, getting one of these mobility bands, I definitely suggest mobility bands. They have a little bit more release versus a yoga strap. Either does work though. So you pull back on from a seated position, both legs straight out. You pull your leg back, pulling the toes back, and then trying to straighten your leg. I like a contract relax for this type of stretch. 20 to 30 seconds, 10 to 20 seconds off. Do it 3 or 4 times. That's where I'd start specifically for calves and the knee extension.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. One more stretch?
Please.
Okay, yeah. So one more stretch. We've been doing this one a lot in Connect classes. I saw our instructors love this one to throw into the mix. Laying on your belly with that same mobility strap and then pulling your heel to your butt. So a nice quad stretch. The mobility band can be a nice way of stretching the quads. Super hard to get at those, but super important to make sure that we're getting some release and improving hip extension, the range of motion that hip flexor and that quad supports.
Yeah, those quads can get so tight.
So tight.
Yeah.
Do you have tight quads?
Yes, I do.
My wife, Lindsay, has tight quads. They're pretty cool. I mean, great quads. Sorry, Lindsay.
And then the fixes we've brought into every episode is changing how you walk, because that's so important.
Yep. So I think we spoke about this pretty well. How to do it is bring your feet back underneath your hips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My quick tips with this is, once again, lift the heel, speed up your turnover is the big one. So that's your cadence. Pick your feet up actually faster and keep that cue of lifting the heel within there.
That's great, Jeff. Is there anything that we've missed?
No. I just think soft knees. Like, don't be locking out your knees in regular life. Pay attention to that. I think it's super helpful. We all kind of have tension in our bodies, specifically in those joints that are supporting joints, like our knees. So yeah, soft knees, try to stay relaxed, pay attention to your posture, and you'll be in good shape fixing that knee pain.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Rachel.
And just a reminder, on a couple of past podcasts that we've done, we do have our Walk Well, Run Well podcast that we did about a year ago that talks all about how to move well when you're walking and when you're running. And of course, this is the final episode in the series of How to Fix Your Pain. We've already done plantar fasciitis. We've already done lower back. If you suffer from any of those, or if you know anybody who does, please let them know about it. So just to recap really quickly, knee pain is even more common than lower back pain. It can be caused, of course, by different types of movement issues, basically knee being in front of the toes and not enough movement, any kind of mobility issues where your quads and your hips are super tight. We talked about how to fix it using therapy balls, foam rolling. You had that visual of Jeff with his leg super high in the booth like a rocket. And of course, changing your walk. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Alan.
Nice recap, Rachel.
Thanks. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.
No pain. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.